On Thursday, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake promised that immigrants will continue to be welcome in Charm City and that city police will not actively check immigration status. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the promises are a reaction to President-elect Donald Trump's proposed immigration policies, and they could cost Baltimore some of its federal funding.
Rawlings Blake joins mayors of cities such as San Francisco, Chicago, and New York, who have also promised in the days since the election to protect undocumented immigrants. Trump has threatened to withhold federal funds from cities that are lenient on illegal immigration, calling them sanctuary cities. At a press conference Thursday, Rawlings Blake took issue with the characterization of Baltimore as a sanctuary city.
In order to be a sanctuary city, the city has to be in control of central booking, which we are not, so we don't have that jurisdiction. So we are a welcoming city, which is different than a sanctuary city, which would potentially put us in jeopardy of losing federal funds.
In other words, because the state controls the Baltimore Central Booking and Intake Center, where someone goes when he or she is arrested, the city is not responsible for what happens afterward. Maureen Sweeney is a professor specializing in immigration law at the University of Maryland School of Law.
Usually when people are talking about a sanctuary city, they're talking about a city in which the police department and other law enforcement entities don't cooperate with immigration enforcement.
She explains that when a state or city arrests someone, it usually shares the person's fingerprints with the FBI, which in turn shares it with the Department of Homeland Security, the parent agency for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. ICE can then issue what's known as a detainer.
It's a piece of paper that is a request to the local jurisdiction to notify the feds when the person is ready to be released and or to hold on to them for an additional short period of time so that DHS can come and pick them up.
Jurisdictions that don't honor these detainers are considered sanctuaries. In Baltimore, whether they are honored is up to the governor. And that's not good news for advocates like civil rights and immigration attorney Sareen Shabaya.
Governor O'Malley had, you know, a strong policy in place saying that the jail isn't going to transfer anybody to ICE custody unless ICE presented them with a warrant of arrest, like an actual warrant signed by a judge.
However, one of the first things Governor Larry Hogan did when taking office in 2015 was to begin letting ICE agents know when an undocumented immigrant is being released from jail. Despite this limitation on Baltimore's powers, Shabaya says Trump's transition team has so far relied on a fairly broad definition of a sanctuary city.
So it kind of remains to be seen whether that threat of funding kind of comes to pass and who it comes to pass against. Certainly, it seems like the kind of thing that Baltimore City would be at risk for.
She also says that the protections that a sanctuary city or a welcoming city like Baltimore provides are limited.
Federal immigration enforcement authorities like ICE can actually go to people's homes, and that's something that has happened with some frequency in the, you know, even in sanctuary cities. Really, the only thing that the sanctuary cities are really doing is they're saying, as state and local authorities, we're not going to involve ourselves in this.
Of course, Trump's policies won't be clear until after he's sworn in. And that uncertainty terrifies Anabel Dominguez.
Claro, soy inmigrante y mi estatus no es legal aquí.
She says she is an illegal immigrant. More than a decade ago, she left her home in Mexico and illegally crossed the border, leaving her 4-year-old son behind. 6 years ago, she was reunited with her son after he too crossed the border, alone. Dominguez and her husband now have a second son, born in the United States. He's 16. They have lived in Baltimore for 11 years.
Entonces, hasta el día de hoy, yo me siento segura en la ciudad de Baltimore.
She says until now, she has felt safe here, but she doesn't know what life will be like during the new Trump administration or how the people around her will react.
Ese es mi temor.
That uncertainty is her fear. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.